Thank you for the pause.
More elements of the CIA, the Mossad, the KGB, the black government. They all know who I am. And that's why you're alive. They are miserly, stingy, greedy people. They won't even pay for the contact, and it's their first contact with each other, you know. Guess what's going on this week? No, no, no. Well, I'm very happy to supply them with their cross references. It makes for very interesting reading. And they give themselves away. There are some very serious things going on. There are trillions of dollars floating around, locked up, frozen into accounts that should have been paid out as commissions for ones who helped, quote, your government. It reminds me of this little cute sting operation from the immigration authorities in the last few days. Send out 600 and some odd letters to these poor little illegal immigrants from the Immigration Service, offering them some amnesty and help them, and suck them into their offices and then laugh at them and put them under arrest and deport them. Doesn't that make you proud? No, it makes you want to vomit. Those are adversarial traits, my friends. You have been absorbed by your enemy. And your enemy doesn't even know who he is. He has been so suckered. The ordinary man has been so suckered by this adversarial system. 1.5% of the population of your planet now runs it. And you let it. You aid and abet it. And the first thing they want you to do is withdraw from their system, because that lets them take their power and put their big stamp on it, and then you can't move it. You can't shake it. What is going to happen up and down the Mississippi River? Disease comes after the fact. You see, while it is under 12 feet of water or 49 feet or whatever it is, death is happening under there, but most of the people have been evacuated. It's after all of this comes back down and your sewer systems are still backed up. The dead animals, the dead, pollute what water is left. This is when your disease happens. But you will not be informed of it unless they introduce some sort of plague strain into the populations along that river. Can you imagine what is harbored in that soggy wood and mud? Can you imagine the vermin, the snakes, the problems that are going to come when those buildings are bulldozed down? And I find it interesting to note that suddenly it's all over. That river hasn't even crested past Missouri yet. And I don't know what you perceive will stop the rain. I'll tell you what will start it again. Just start building up again. Except that what they needed accomplished, I would guess, has been accomplished. Total chaos in that area. of the people who dwell down near the river and in the growing areas are going to have to go on some kind of welfare. I believe that the more recent figures are up to $10 billion. And they are signing into something or other all this aid now. Where are you going to get it? Guess what? You'll go right to the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and you will, as a nation, borrow it, increase your debt, and go that much farther under. And yet all they've got to do is pull out the currency base or recall the paper, and they got you. Well, that's illegal. They can't bullshit. Illegal. Everything they do with a gun, as long as their government is legal. Remember it. It may not be lawful. It may be totally and usually is completely immoral. But let me tell you, it's legal. And if it isn't when they started, it will be by the time they write their law to fit it. And that's where you are today. And what ones want to do is take this idealistic view, focus on one thing. And in many instances, let us just use as an example, homeschooling. I'm going to focus on this. If I can teach my children, the world will be a better place, and ultimately it will be forever after good. Those children someday have to live in this world, whether you like it or not. So if the world, you cannot, there is no place safe where you can hide your little ones with you. And while they are little, you can do that. But then they grow into young adults, and the normalcy of life takes over. I would like to live if I'm going to have to exist in this place, Mommy. I would like to have a family, Daddy. And if you have become enlightened enough, you can see what is wrong with your church is. They are voting in that everything they're doing in the schools is fine. Phyllis Cantrell can tell you a story that will sizzle your eyebrows. From her own daughter, the mother of this baby, in the Texas school system, she came home, and not only were they having sex education classes in her school, with or without permission. Remember the day I said that they were advocating sex rooms? They have them there. Practical application. Right off the lecture room. It's overwhelming. It is overwhelming. And yet your Bibles, your prophets, everybody has told you there would be this time of total chaos. Nobody saw it in time. And yet it has been forever this way. The prophets didn't just barely come up. And, you know, those protocols of the elders of Zion were not written yesterday. They had a written plan and they follow it. Why didn't God get busy and have a written plan? Because that is the testing of God's people. God wins. and a lot of beings will be lost along the way. Then you get faced with something else that I wrote about, but I should spend a little time on it. What are we going to do about death? God knows which are robotoids and which are not. It says right here in your Bible, all men are created equal. That is not true. All life forms of God may very well be equal, but all men are not created equal as put upon a planet. And this is not going to make people very happy, but according to Mr. Sitchin, and as you go back and you look into the history books, at the creation period of time, as these planets interchanged, and then later as the civilizations, the richer civilizations, were being built up in places like Africa on that continent, remember, all of that was Pan. And now you'll see making of a continent, and boy, it'll just slip away and quietly glide over here and make North America, and oh, it's wonderful. Those represent such upheavals as unthinkable that would rearrange an entire planet. And yet Dorma's brain goes blank at this point, because if all is an illusion, guess what? That was created in the mind or the thought. Did it really happen? And I say to you, does it matter? You're stuck in it. Manifest as is. And therefore, whether it is a puzzle on a table, obviously, if you even had a puzzle here on the table with little jigsaw parts, you could not just remove that ocean portion of your picture and make this all fit without rearranging, redoing, restructuring, shifting. And if you were given the same problem that you have in your overall world, and it was laid out here on the table before you, all right, you need to evacuate the entire Southern California coast, or maybe all of the California coast. You have conjured a storm out here in the Pacific, and it's headed in, and you only have 3 days. But I'm going to give you a good break, not 3 hours, 3 days. How are you going to convince those people along that coastline that, number one, they're going to get deaded, you're going to lose all lifeline, all life support system to your coast, gas, electricity, water, etc. And you're going to have to shift the entire population of the West Coast somewhere if you're going to put them into security. Now that is a problem, even if you are on a drawing board and you are just looking for a method of getting that many people shifted, say 100 miles inland. What are you going to feed them? Where are you going to put them? Do you have tents, blankets, beans? Who is going to fix it? What about your sanitary facilities? How are you going to get your water? Because with that quake will come a rupture of your water system, and all your viaduct will go down. How are you going to irrigate the crops that are left? And how are you going to harvest with this much disruption? And the roads are going to be ruined. What are you going to do with it after you harvest it? Almost everything goes through LA, San Francisco, somewhere along that coast. Well, that basically is what I have to look at every morning that you get up. I cannot continue to spend the amount of time that I do personally, one-on-one, trying to get Mrs. Smith in East Podunk, Missouri, to understand why I might suggest try your school system if the home situation is driving you nuts. Don't kill the child because you finally go berserk. Try the system. If the system is as bad as it is in downtown Watts or New York City, you can still go get that kid and bring him home. But maybe it would be easier for you to put him in that school and you go sit in the back of the classroom. And every time he speaks up, you hit him on the head. That's what's wrong. I have to have a written up. So my job, Jargo Series had tongue, you see, always, all the way back to Simar and the Aryan race. I was George. Jargo's. And somehow, confounded, I always have to slay the dragon. And by your very presence with me, you are also the dragon slayers. Meaning somebody has to have guts enough to go out there and struggle around with this thing until we can salvage God's people. You wanted to struggle with Masu and Ramsa and their teachings. Every teaching of truth is truth. And you will find that some of the ancestors of your own little groups will be some of those ones. Because obviously when we get into the focus and into this funnel, our missions become so nearly like yours. We are limited by the limitations of these hands. And yet we still choose to get the majority of the word put down through these hands. Because if these physical hands can write it, you can jolly well find time to read it. This is just a way to bypass all your excuses. Well, yeah, but she can get up and that's all she maybe does in a day. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. They have to put together court cases. They have to go to court. They have to be badgered. They live just like every one of you other ones, only compounded by the massive problems. So in order not to absolutely and totally swamp you, we try to keep it to the limitations of this little handful that can get out of paper. And I'm sorry, I know that you know this every week. No matter how we try, it's bigger. And I know that it goes out there and everybody's so thrilled to have it, and yet you're an overload. If you get it read, you're an overload. If you don't get it read, you're an overload because you didn't get it read. And now here comes another 60 pages. But you said it first.
That's right.
And every paragraph is so important. In many ways, Dorma does have the easiest job. The hardest job that she's got with the typing is that every other day, they're coming in and saying, we just finished this book. We need an introduction and a name. And then it really becomes important to pay attention to the sign that the girls have put on her door. It says, due to the shortage of robots, we have had to use people, and they sometimes are unpredictable. How many books are you working on now? Six, did you say? And we have trouble with University of Science and Philosophy over four cotton ticket little journals. This outreach of the Brookings Institute and the Tavistock. Aren't we enjoying finding out what is in history? That one little University of Science and Philosophy that saw fit to make a, I'm sure that they're even sorry now, mention that maybe we considered using some of Mr. Russell's stuff. Look what you've learned about that one place. It is a branch of the Committee of 300 through the Brookings Institute of the Mind Control faction of the Tavistock Institute in Sussex, England, under the crown, controlled and run by MI6, which is the Royal Crown Paid Intelligence Wing of Queen Elizabeth. And everything that happened there, including the submersion of Walter Russell's scientific information, took place after 1947-48 when Lyle Russell came over, captivated this, I won't use the term, elderly man, who had been married 55 years, had struggled against the scientific community because his ideas were too radical. She captured him up via England, a royal blue book, and who's who? This is a, she lists herself as a scientist, a sculptress, a artist, feminist, humanist. She founded the Russell Institute after she captured Walter. She married Walter in the same year, within months after his divorce was finally had to go to Reno, Nevada to get a divorce from a wife who had stuck with him for 55 years. And along comes this half his age, beautiful woman, pronouncing herself his twin flame, his soulmate. He was 77 years foolish. She set up Swannanoa Palace. Talk about your royalty. After his death, I would add, and Nora is doing, oh, bless you, child. Every day is a revelation, isn't it? Every book that you move into is a revelation. They realized the value of this man's work as it was being argued in the scientific community. And they went to work to make sure it would work out exactly as it did, only they blundered. Because when you go back, his most exquisite work is in the Universal One, which was never printed into book form. Then they made some other blunders. They took material that had been given to Princeton University and they brought it back out, copyrighted it for this institute under his name, which they could do. But when you get back here and you're going to find that that was all Lau, because as time went on, Lau picked up all those credits. Until now, all Lau is the big deal. It will even show that Lau will be given credit for some of the most magnificent works of sculpture in the world. The Christ of the Blue Ridge that now sits in a pentagram. And I'll get to that too, is a magnificent work of art that Walter Russell did. And now it is credited Walter and Lau Russell. Atomic Suicide. What did Lau Russell contribute to the book? The introduction. And the copyright. They are not dumb. And yet, let's go back now and look at what Nora has found. Just briefly. Just briefly. Oh, I wish I had a week on this one subject, because you will see. Dharma just says, ah, free will up yours, Hatan, on your free will. How long did you know before I got cited for contempt of court? How many years were you setting me up to get cited for contempt of court? Well, I have to take the fifth. Better she not know. You want to go to the circus and say, I have no free will. Let's talk about Russell just briefly and what Nora. Oh, she just goes ape in those books. Here comes one, you know, Queen Elizabeth on it, and it's got all these beautiful coats of arms for all these fine royal families. Big deal. And they love the lion. The lion is a symbol of Christ and strength and God and, you know, the secret places of the lion. Always the lions guard the gates, etc. What is the Russell coat of arms? A lion in a collar that has a symbol, which you may or may not know, Nora, represents 666. The little fleur-de-lis ornaments across the top, which there are three flowers, and underneath it looks like upside-down trees. That represents the root system of the 666. So on one side you have the symbol of the lion in a collar, collared, harnessed. On the other side you have the goat of Satan in control of the lion. On the crown or the crest of the arms is the goat. In the middle, at the bottom, meaning the goat has now subdued the Christ or the Lamb, is the lion. That is a Russell coat of arms. Members of the Russell family come right out of the Duchess or Duchy or Duchy or whatever you want to call that royal nest of Tavistock. This is the most important information scientifically ever, ever to be offered to mankind. And only your enemy has access to it. They don't want you to have it. And yet, you're going to have it, aren't you? If you're an island here, you're going to have some way, or you're going back to the primitive age, eventually, of cave again. You'll make it for a while, see, till your beans run out, and then for a while, you'll make it. But if you do not have this information stored somewhere, or in the minds of the living beings that can perfect it into technological use, you may as well not have it. Now, they're not playing with laser beams and particle beams that can shoot a pinhead hole from the moon without having this information. So you know that your enemy has it, be it your government, the shadow government, or Russia. Now, we are getting into the full thrust, integration, and again, definition, and each time I present it, I hope it's coming more clearly into your view who is what. You cannot like it all you want to. The facts of history prove it. Who these people are. You have to sort out what happened in Russia to even begin to understand the rift that is in Russia this day. The largest one impact of these Khazarian Jewish nomads, really. They just went from place to place causing absolute insane trouble. Always the bankers, always the commerce controllers. You have two major factions in Russia. And you have one major faction trying to break into and control the New World Order. You had the Bolshevik Revolution, remember. And communism took over Russia. Communism was created by the Khazarian Jew. The Israelis, if you will. They are my enemy. Well, does that mean that you don't like them? I sure don't. I respect them. And they make up less than 1.5% of your population. Why have you let this happen to God's people? Well, surely they can't all be bad. Of course they're not. They're just as blind as you are. Their people will be the worst used. They always are. But you have a situation where the Larry Kings of the world run your world. What comes over those entertainment boxes and those motion picture screens is exactly a reflection of what you are and what they want you to be. And now they can program you through these pulse systems. It is an entire worldwide grid. But you still cannot get into space. And quite frankly, we have trouble keeping our own ones into security. while within your atmosphere, etc., you're trying to kill each other. But they're not having very much luck starting the war either. It doesn't mean they won't be able to do it. And you better be facing it. They're trying. Your near misses would absolutely dumbfound you. So we go back to the old hypothesis of saving what on this planet? 2/3 of the ones walking around appearing to be humans are basically soulless beings. They are just inhabiting space. And this is what your enemy is saying, the useless eaters. They are easily programmed into movements. I am now catching great flack and insults because I said I didn't see any point in going to Washington with Debbie Kidd's march. First, I got the absolute onslaught of tell us what we should do. And one started faxing the information to EJ from Florida yet. Should we go on this march? This looks so important. Well, we're not on her good list. I have no objection to everybody anywhere marching on Washington. But if ones cannot handle themselves better than the way they read what I write, I'm worried about you. How you can construe that I'm being nasty to Debbie Kidd because she insults every patriot group there is. She even picks ones to insult that are her enemy. For goodness sakes, they are not patriots. They are false patriots getting lists to get you on the dead list. And she blasts them because they didn't respond to her need to go to Washington. So then comes the nasty letter and says, you know, why don't you sit on cloud nine and mind your own business? Well, I'd like to. And I'm certainly not here to pick on a little lady named Debbie Kidd. For goodness sake, she's trying to do something positive. But you have patriots who cannot even afford to take the contact. They're supposed to drop whatever they're doing and spend the money to go to Washington? To do what? To do what? Debbie would go inside and try to reason with some congressman or something, and the rest would mill around on the outside, and then they would all go over to the Vietnam Memorial. And she pictured 10,000. Do you believe that 10,000 of you patriots who have absolutely given everything you've got can make it up there and live in those hotels and everything for 4 or 5 days? Is this a party? Is this, what is this? What is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish there? A march on Washington means zero to me. And I have honorable people asking me, sir, should we go? And I'm sorry, there is no one on your place that will cause me to lie. Not one. I do not see that it would make a great difference. you are putting a Band-Aid or you are putting the magnifying glass on one little segment and missing the wound. Would it help? Maybe. If you can afford it, do it if you want to. Will it solve your problem? And this was the final one. Somebody finally does something that would fix it and you bash it. And so now, undoubtedly, not even being on the list to receive the information, undoubtedly it will be my fault that it fails. Those ones out in California bashed us, and that's why it failed. It's called responsibility. Perhaps it is a good idea for those who can afford and have the time to do it. It would seem to me there are other things that if you're going to spend that much of your money would be more useful. For one thing, obviously from the very ones on her list, she does not know who her enemies are. And I go right back to saying, if you have an uninformed population, all the silly things you do on the surface are not going to make any difference. That's like a child with fever and you try to get it out of one hand. And then one say, well, if you're so smart, why don't you give us the answers? I'm trying as fast as you can take them. Because when the 90 pages go out there, the 60 pages, and I get these kind of responses, I know that it either is not being read, they haven't read nothing up to now. This is something already festering within them, and now I'm really going to let you have it, because what I find are two things. One is either a big guilt trip, defending oneself for whatever they're doing while they bash me, and they always refuse to put their name in any way to respond. Think not. That's all right with me. But there does come a time when you have to take a stand. There has to come a time when you do put your name on something. But it only comes with God. You don't have to do it with anything that is written to me. Anything that you do in the public. On the other hand, there are some things that why in the world would you not share? Why would you not allow a continuation, a dissertation, a give and take until we can arrive at some better solution? If you dump it and you give no way to even answer the questions that are now thrown at you, well, you ones get disheartened. Periodically, I guess I get disheartened simply because I see that you do, because I know in the end I win. And you forget that as those rocks are being thrown at you. And at the very best, the most I can do is help ease you through. And a majority of the letters of rebuttal said, how could you support this system? What in the world makes you think I support this system? We have written 80 volumes on how much I don't support the system. Well, then you get back. I don't have $800 to buy your books. I want to know right now, in 30 seconds or less, exactly how to do it. And if you can't tell me, then you're false. So be it. That's fine. To each his own. Oh, well, now cop out. To each his own. That's one way to get out of it. Have Tom hit and run yourself. Well, I guess. But I don't run very far. I'm not going to run very far. I have a mission to bring that word just exactly the way you will be given the information on Sumar. Someday, generations and generations and eons from now, someone will uncover a set of books called the Phoenix Journals that tell the history of your time.
May I have a new tape?
If you wish.